Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had a very productive weekend, people. I have formed a band, and I'm going to play you the fruits of my actual labour soon. I think you'll be impressed.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello? Hello, who's that?
This is Krishma.
Krishma, what's going on?
I'm sitting in the car park in Asda.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Who are you waiting for?
My parents.
Okay.
I just told them what I wanted and let them get on with it.
Love that. Your parents have become your personal shoppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want this and that and that. If you can go and get that for me, please. I'll just wait here.
Yes,
cheers.
Please.
Fair play. How can I help?
I just wanted to know if you have any hot guys in your band.
In my band?
Yeah.
Are there any hot guys? Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
I'm in it.
Well, yeah, besides you.
It's a duo at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So, there's another person in the band.
Is that other person?
Is it a girl or a boy?
Yeah.
It's a boy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hotter than you, or...?
That's debatable, isn't it?
What do you think?
No. Yeah, are you excited to hear my music that I've been making?
Yeah, I am. What kind of music is it?
It's quite kind of synth-led.
Right, so you're
you're
a duo, and it's synth-led. Is it like Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah. No, not like Pet Shop Boys.
More White Stripes? Like, have you got drums in it?
No, it's not Pet Shop Boys or White Stripes. There are drums in it.
Okay.
There are definitely drums.
And it's just the two of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you sing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've always wanted to be in a band, but I've always been the one that's like, I'm not cool enough to be in a band, but now I am.
You've always been the fat one.
I've always been the fat one.
Yeah.
Until now.
So you've got a fatter... Did you go out of your way to find someone fatter?
No.
Auditions must be fatter and worse looking than me.
No. Right, I'll explain all in a minute. I bet you're well excited. What kind of music are you into, Krishna?
Well, all types of music. More into rock.
Okay,
kind of stuff.
Who are your favourite bands?
Kasabian. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing like them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll play it to you in a minute.
You'd love to look good dressed up like Serge. Bit of crushed velour.
Oh, I'd love it. See, once again, I'm not cool enough to get away with crushed velour.
No.
Until now. all right, love you!
Love you!
Love you, bye! She's very excited to hear that, I can tell. It can't be a real band, what it is. Well, it's not really, but Tom off of Gateshead, just wait and see. He's very excited to hear what I've got to offer.
I do love it that you've got your street team organised already. You know, like when bands get people to text in asking for their song.
Yeah.
Yours appears to be in action already with loads of people texting in.
Why is there some
coming
in?
I want to hear it. Oh. Well, she must have been part of your street team.
Hi to the Mills street team.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just had this message on my phone. Actually, not just had it. It was about an hour or so ago. And I'm just wondering if I need to do anything about this. It's from The Hoff.
Scott Mills, David Hasselhoff. I'm trapped in a boarding school. There could be an exploding crane outside my hotel that will fall right onto my room. We are trapped in the principal's office. Boys' school. Although on the sixth floor, they have girls. So we're trying to make our way to the sixth floor. Goodbye, Scott Mills.
Now, is that real? Because if it's real, I don't want to ignore him. Or has he just gone completely mad?
Have you tried calling him back?
No. I just wanted to ask the opinion of the listeners and what I should do. Should I just ignore it, or what should I do? I know that's a lot to take in, that message, because there's a lot of stuff happening there. There's a crane, there's a boys' school involved. So I'll let you hear it again.
Scott Mills, David Hasselhoff, I'm trapped in a boys' school. There could be an exploding crane outside my hotel that will fall right onto my room. We are trapped in the principal's office. Boys' school. Although on the sixth floor, they have girls. So we're trying to make our way to the sixth floor. Goodbye, Scott Mills.
Now, what does he want me to do about that?
And also, he says there could be a crane.
Yeah, there either is
isn't
a crane.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Well, everyone is saying, if you're any kind of friend, you would call The Hoff back, but please do it live on air. Now, I'm not going to do that because, if you remember, last time we called The Hoff back live on air, he crashed a boat and nearly killed his daughter. So that won't be happening again.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Podcast.
Now, this Hoff thing, there's nothing to be worried about. What I think has happened is there must be a crane that's about to fall on his hotel, an exploding crane, as he put it in the message he left me, but there isn't, really. Everything's fine. And I think he must have been evacuated to some school. That's what I'm working out from this message.
Scott Mills, David Hasselhoff, I'm trapped in a boarding school. There could be an exploding crane outside my hotel that will fall onto my room. We are trapped in the principal's office.
Oh, God.
Boys school. Although on the sixth floor, they have girls.
Now, he's just going to put everyone off their work, isn't he? Hello, I'm the Hoff. You know me, Knight Rider. No, I'm 14. I have no idea who you are. Baywatch. No, still before my time. SpongeBob. Oh, yeah, vaguely. No, I'll call him later on, all right? He'll be fine. Nothing to worry about. Some people are like, this could be the last time we ever hear from the Hoff. You've got to ring him back. I'm not doing it live on air.
I love the way you found out if he was okay was just to type exploding crane London. And then when you couldn't find it on Google News, you were like, oh, it's fine.
No, it's fine. We would have heard something.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I know you want to all know about my band. So, let me tell you a bit more. Basically, me and my flatmate, I'm a bit bored at the weekend, we'd watched Holiday Showdown. Have you seen that?
No.
Brilliant. Two completely different families go on holiday together. Classic TV.
Oh, really? Have I? Is that the one where
ITV2, it's always on Saturdays.
Is it where one family normally goes, like, skiing, and then the other family normally goes and suns it up in Benidorm, and then they take the other one?
And they
yes,
clash.
They have, yeah.
It's quite old, but it's brilliant retro TV, that. Anyway, after Holiday Showdown, which we watch every Saturday, after that had finished, we were like, OK. So what we did was downloaded some apps for our phones, and we got some with musical instruments on, and...
Sorry, I love the thought of you and your... When the TV goes off, you're like, right, what should I do now? Okay.
Well, no,
okay, let's download apps, yeah? Yeah, woo,
let's
apps!
Let's download some apps, yeah!
Just sitting there in your dressing gowns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we got some of the musical instruments on and started playing with them. So we've got, like, I've got a trombone one, which is quite good.
That sounds like fart effects.
This is all on your phone, you can do this. And I got a I've got a drums one as well. Hang on.
You don't get these on my phone, I'm jealous.
It's possible to just make a whole song album, even with just these as my drums. This is all on my phone. I've got a piano as well. Took us a few hours, this, and neither of us are really that musical, but it's actually really, really easy to do. And it actually, as you're about to hear, it does sound really, really good.
Right.
Like a proper recording studio.
Right, let's hear it then.
So it's just the two of us.
No, sorry, rewind. Did you actually just say, like a proper recording studio?
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Okay.
So just the two of us, we're a duo at the moment. We don't have a name.
No name.
Not at the moment.
Right.
I'm sure people will send some in. But this was just done using our phone, so we've decided it's so easy to do. Like, it took a couple of hours, but like once we downloaded the apps, really easy to do. So we're in a band now. I'll play it to you what we've got so far. But remember, this is not. I promise you, this is not a recording studio. This is just our phones.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
This is me singing.
I come home in the morning like my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right. Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones, and girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just don't wanna have fun.
Just on my phone, just think about it on my phone.
Rings in the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one, but girls, they wanna have fun.
clothes on like that.
Oh, thank God you cut it there, because I was waiting.
That was so rude. That took us hours.
So, A, it sounds like you're a little bit windy. And B, why did you choose that song? Is that the first one that came into your head? You and your housemate sat there singing Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Scott Miniband. That's quite a good name. Like Ed Miliband, but Scott Miniband. Right. Thanks for all your...
Rubbish. Who texts that in? You have to read out their name.
I thought it was quite good.
That's, any name that needs explaining.
Ross in Manchester. You've got far too much time on your hands. See, this is why I was toying with the idea of not playing that today, because I am actually really proud of that, and I know that some of you lot would be like, oh, this is rubbish. And you're just saying that because you can, and because you can text in and go, it's rubbish. Some people just text in whatever it is and go, that was rubbish. But actually, just think about it, that was not using a recording studio, that was just on our phone. Podcast. Rami's been on saying, that's cracking that. What was the app that made your voice go like, Cher? It's my T-Pain app, actually.
Have you seen that text from Kitty in Brighton?
No.
It's amazing. She says, wow, Scott, you've even beat my productive weekend of being ill and making an evil genius master criminal on Sims and making him flirt with a ghost.
Yeah, I did better than that, I think. Thanks for all your band name suggestions for me and my flatmate. Just a duo at the moment. Someone suggests...
Man of Mills!
What?
Sorry. Hillary's has been on suggesting Windy Lauper, which I think is my favourite.
Oh, that's
favorite.
Quite good.
Man Up Mills!
Man Up Mills. That's quite a good name for a band.
It did sound a bit Trumpy, didn't it?
It did. However, thinking about it, if I don't... Man Up Mills, maybe not so good. Because when they're chanting it at the O2 when we start doing our gigs, Man Up Mills, no.
No, I feel that your housemate would be put in a difficult situation, wouldn't it?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. And my brother's just texted me and he liked it, so I feel a little bit hurt by some of the comments that are coming in about my my efforts of making music over the weekend.
A lot of people are behind you, like Laura and Craig have been on. They say, for the band name, how about Flatulence and the Machines?
I prefer Igloo and Fartley.
Do you know what? I do feel a bit bad that I've been so cruel to you about this.
Right, let's... Okay,
it is a bit Trumpy, but you've tried.
Listen to it again, and remember, no recording studio involved. Just on my phone. Could you do better than this, do you think?
Let's wait and hear the singing.
I come home in the morning. My mother says, when you gonna live your life right?
Yeah.
Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate.
Do you know what? I'm going to try. Can
there's
I borrow your
homework.
Phone?
There's your homework for tonight, then.
I'm going to... Can I borrow your phone and try and make one?
You want to take my phone home with you tonight?
Well,
no, that's very unwise.
These ones with the...
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, I'll borrow the phone of the one that doesn't speak.
I think that's safer.
The phone rings. In the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do?
Do I have to do a Cyndi Lauper song?
No, I think that limits you a bit.
Yeah, because
so.
It's either this or the...
You can have my phone, I can... I know you're worried about the pictures.
The thumb, yeah.
Okay, well, you do one tonight. If anyone's listening thinks they can do better than that, just on their phone, don't be using some kind of mates recording studio or something.
Because everyone's got a recording studio.
Well, so, you know... People can get access and then say and then pass it off as something they've just done on their phone. Remember, that was just on my phone there with some apps downloaded. You know, don't be sending in some professional recording and trying to say, like, oh, yeah, I did it on my phone, because then mine will look rubbish in comparison. But anything, you know, that you've got just on your phone that you think is better, Becky's going to try one. And you lot can try one as well. Go for it. Do you think you can do better? Huh?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So Becky's homework tonight is to do an actual song on her phone, like I've done on mine. And let's see if it's better, shall we?
I might try Justin Bieber.
Okay. Are you going to sing?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to do? Can you do Eenie Meenie?
Yeah, because that's quite easy, isn't it?
But then you have to put the Sean Kingston bits in as well. That'd be a problem.
That's all right.
Sean Kingston, your boyfriend can be Sean Kingston, you can be Bieber. Well, why not?
We're going to have to record it over dinner then, because he's going to have to be eating when he's doing it.
That's okay. I'm not saying anything about a boyfriend. He can be... unless you want to be Sean Kingston.
Yeah, I prefer to be Sean Kingston.
Okay, then now you're Sean Kingston, he's Justin Bieber, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think your boyfriend's got the vocal range.
What, to be Bieber?
He's down here a bit, isn't it? My son is Justin Bieber now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So that's all fine. It's 5:10. Now, the latest in the ongoing soap opera that are The Script. Now, the R. Kelly ongoing soap opera, Trapped in the Closet, is going to be after 6 o'clock. You're going to love it today. Now, in the last Script song, do you remember, he was whinging on that his girlfriend had left him. That one was called Nothing. And his mates were all trying to calm him down. But he was shouting her name all over town and getting drunk a lot. So, let's find out, as the soap opera continues, if she's come back to the whinging old so-and-so.
God, I hope his life is better.
Oh,
I've had enough of
him. I really hope this one's more cheerful than the last one.
You know those friends that you see and every time you see them they're always miserable?
Same.
If he's not happy in this one, I'm going to have to ditch him as
God.
A friend.
Right, well, let's see it. I really hope she's come back because hopefully he'll stop his moaning.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, well, there are some clear security issues there, aren't there? That was The Script, and he's going to leave the door on the latch if she ever comes back. Also, he's left the key under the mat, so if people know where the lead singer of The Script lives, that's an easy job, isn't it? There's probably going to be a couple of laptops in there, plasma screen. But I wouldn't if I was you, because does he say there's a lion in the hall? I think he does. So, like, if you are thinking, I mean, the key is obviously under the mat, but there is a lion in the hall, so just beware of that if you're thinking about it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
The whole nation has been gripped by a story from 6 years ago called R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet. It's because Becky had never heard it before. I'd only ever heard the first part, and we're working our way through it on the show this week. It's not like me to get into things late, is it?
No.
So
you still haven't watched the Chandelier one off Only Fools and Horses?
No. I've got some catching up to do generally in things, TV and, you know, just general popular culture, you know? But so many people are gripped on this now that we can't just leave it. So we're up to part four of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet, which is going to be on after 6 o'clock. A recap so far. All of this is available on the Scott Mills Daily podcast if you, you know, want the whole long version of it. But here's a little quick recap for you.
7 o'clock in the morning and a rays from the sun wakes me.
So R. Kelly wakes up and basically he's had it off with a woman who is not his partner. And then he thinks he should go home.
Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes.
You know it's like when you're trying to go out quick, you're hopping around, you're trying to put your trousers on. And then she says...
She said her husband was coming up the stairs.
Oh, God, her husband's coming up the stairs. He's jumping around, trying to put his trousers on. But luckily, R. Kelly is a fast thinker. I'll say that about him.
Think, quick, put me in the closet.
So R jumps in the wardrobe.
I've started singing that at home now. It's quite dodgy.
But then his phone rings because it's all been a bit last minute and he hasn't put it on silent.
Tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate.
I see, he would still hear that because you get a woot, woot, woot. But he's not quick enough and the husband's looking around all over the place.
He walked up to the closet, get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet, now he's opening the closet.
So...
Quick, what rhymes with closet? Closet.
Closet.
Just keep using that.
So husband opens the wardrobe. And then...
He steps a little closer. He says, some, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor?
So they're face to face. R's in the wardrobe. He's outside the wardrobe. He just opened it. He tells R. Kelly that he's a vicar.
He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted.
So it turns out the vicar has got a secret of his own.
He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor. Hurry, take the stairs.
So the vicar has a lover of his own on the side. The lover comes up the stairs and this happens.
Then I knock on the door. He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man.
That's right. The vicar's lover is a man. Then it all gets a bit confusing.
Then I says, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to?
He says yes, I says no. He says yes, I says no. He says it's the truth.
So we've worked out from that after a bit of yes and no action that it is the truth. R's had enough. He wants to go. He's had enough.
I yell, all of y'all crazy, let me up out this door, because this is way more than I bargained for.
But then Chuck, who is the vicar's lover who's just arrived, says this.
Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year.
So he's known Rufus, the name of the vicar, for about a year.
And according to my diagram, am I right in thinking that they're getting married?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
See, it's good that you've got... I'm really glad you've done this diagram. We did this for my mate Chris last week because he wasn't quite following the story.
I've done like a family tree.
The diagram really helps. But this is kind of where we found out all their names and stuff.
The Rufus said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you. Then he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. It's what you said at the party.
Okay, I'm a bit lost now. What's that?
Kathy, according to my diagram, Kathy and Mary are the same person, and that's R's girl.
No,
that's R's side piece.
That's the person that R had it off with, he woke up in her house.
Yeah, we haven't met R's wife yet.
Okay.
Kathy Mary is the side piece.
Okay,
and
cool.
She's married to the pastor who's trying to marry Chuck.
Anyway, more arguments about whose fault it is.
Then Rufus started yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him and says you was screaming too. The only difference is you didn't get caught.
Oh, R's had enough now. He grabs his sailor.
Grab my sailor, saying this is so wrong.
It's actually cellular, which is American for mobile phone.
Grab my sailor.
And then this happens.
Grab my sailor.
Up his home, a man picks up the phone, and that's where we're at.
Because I didn't know what was going to happen next, so I've put hello sailor next to the mobile,
and then you put question mark man,
so that we've got the cliffhanger there on the diagram.
Thank you. I'm really. Can you put that up over there, just so like, because after six, it might get even more confusing. So
well, I'm going to need to add extra. I might have to go to A3, you know.
Okay. Well, whatever you need to do, but if you can just have it up there, so I can refer to it, because it makes it a lot easier to explain. So part four of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. If you've never heard it before, a lot of people haven't, you will be gripped by this.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Thanks for introducing me to your new favourite show over the weekend, Becky.
Gary Tank Commander.
Yes.
It is amazing.
I've only watched some bits that you told me to watch on YouTube over the weekend, and I made a song, actually, so that's quite a productive weekend. Hello.
You've done loads. You can watch it on iPlayer as well.
Well, okay, so it's on BBC Two Scotland.
Yeah, but you can watch it on iPlayer, and it's a comedy about Gary, who is in the army in Iraq.
Yeah, but he's just come back from Iraq, has he?
Yeah, well, that's in the second series. The one I watched, the first episode of the second series, is on a second series now. I can't believe we don't get it in England.
I know.
It's only on in Scotland.
Yeah, you can get it on iPlayer, but I think we need to get it on actual TV.
Yeah, he's quite camp, isn't he?
He
reminded me a bit of you, because he's got a really good tan.
I like it how he got really annoyed when there was no cheesy pasta in the supermarket.
See, he's just like us.
So, yeah.
But why don't we not get it?
I don't know. We need to talk to BBC Two Scotland and see what we can do about that, because, I mean, the last time I tried to get a show on UK-wide from Scotland was River City, and that didn't work. But, you never know.
He's on BBC One Scotland now. For his second series.
Is he?
But BBC One, the rest of the country, no.
So it's huge in Scotland, and I really think it would be huge as well here. Do you know what time it's on? It's like about 10 o'clock on a certain night, isn't it, on BBC Two? It's about 10 p.m, I think.
Oh, I don't know. But you have to look him up online.
Yeah, look up Gary Tank Commander. You can watch it on the iPlayer, or there are clips of it on YouTube. It will be your new favourite thing, I promise.
Podcast.
Hello, Patrick in Southend. I'm so hooked to R's predicament, I found myself running back to the car from work so I wouldn't miss it. Who is boffing his shorty? Well, we're about to find out. This is part four of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet, a hip hopera, if you will, from about 6 years ago, which Becky had never heard before until last week. And loads of you have never experienced this amazing drama in your life before. So, yeah, we're just doing it until we can. There are some bits that are a bit sketchy that we probably can't play. Anyway, Sue, this is where we're at. So R. Kelly is copped off with a girl, which is not his partner. Her husband comes home. R. Kelly thinks, and then jumps in the wardrobe. Husband finds him in the wardrobe. tells him he's a vicar. And the husband is having an affair as well with a bloke called Chuck. So he's a gay vicar and he's with a bloke called Chuck. If you want to see the diagram of this, by the way, if you're a bit lost, go online, go to our Facebook page, just look up Scott Mills, and you will be able to see the diagram that Becky, the very helpful diagram that Becky's done, just so you can see where everyone is and who everyone is in the story.
I did an updated version as well with paint, where I gave Chuck an extra arm because I'd only drawn one arm in the original diagram, and also explained that the thing above their heads is wedding bells and the thing next to R. Kelly is a mobile phone.
Yeah. So,
and I corrected my spelling of pasta. Well, I'd spelt it like pasta
off of
rather
spaghetti.
Than pastor.
Yeah, he's a pastor, he's a vicar.
Not a tagliatelle.
So R. Kelly has a strop, everyone's blaming each other. R. Kelly calls up his house and a mysterious man answers the phone. And that's where we're at. So here we are, part four of Trapped in the Closet. Here we go. Can I just say, I love it how every part starts with a drum roll. Really?
Oh, you weren't putting that on?
No, it's always there.
I thought you would...
Always there.
I thought you
now
were...
I'm dashing home, doing 85, swerving lane to lane, with fire in my eyes.
Now, can I just point out that's dangerous. Driving at 85 with fire in your eyes is dangerous, so you shouldn't do that. Now, R. Kelly's being naughty there, everybody. More speed, less haste. What is it the other way around? More haste, less... Which one is it? More haste, less speed. I don't know. Anyway, that's not... Don't do that.
I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm going to do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind?
Well, probably because you've got fire in your eyes. Now, he's
He's well confused, isn't he?
He is confused. And now, not only is he speeding, but by doing all that thinking, I think you'll find he's also driving without due care and attention there. So he'd better hope at this point that a policeman doesn't come up behind him.
And then I look in my rearview, I cannot believe this. Ooh, 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 damn, here comes a policeman.
Oh, no.
Oh, bum.
Now, is that R. Kelly singing or is that the sound of an actual police car there?
Ooh, 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 damn, here comes a policeman.
I think it might be the... sound.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
he's not singing there, is he?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Anyway, hard to tell. Next bit.
He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pulled over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, license and registration, please.
They do that in America. Also, you should always show your hands. This is a little tip I found in a guidebook. If you're ever going to America and you get stopped by a policeman, always make sure your hands are where they can see them. And don't get out of the car, whatever you do, because they'll shoot you.
That's never been in any of my guidebooks. That sounds like first-hand experience.
No, it's when I was reading my LA guide. They say always make sure you... Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, how is R. Kelly going to get out of this situation? Oh, I really hope he doesn't tell the police officer the whole story. Well, you never guess what. There I am in the wardrobe. And then he's a gay vicar. What happens next?
I looked up at him and said, officer, is there something wrong? He said, no, except you were doing 60 in the 40 mile zone.
No, actually, you were doing 85 with fire in your eyes.
There's something blatant wrong with that guy's speed gun if it's going to knock 25 off it.
I know. 85 miles an hour. Now, this is the bit where he goes a bit high, which is my favourite bit, I think, where he just can't quite reach the note because he starts off too high.
And then I said, officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency.
I've been hit in the crotch. That's why I'm singing like this.
He said, no excuses and no exceptions. He flicks his cigarette and then gives me the ticket.
When have you ever seen a policeman smoking while giving out a ticket?
No, you don't.
You don't, do you? I mean, Sherlock Holmes has a pipe. That's ridiculous.
Some of those old detectives have big old cigars,
no, but this
don't
is a
they?
This is on a road in America. R. Kelly's doing 85 with fire in his eyes, and there's a policeman stops him and goes, there's your ticket. That wouldn't happen. Anyway, back to the story.
He said, have a nice day and walked away. I said, yeah, right, and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 55 all the way home.
Oh, have you learned nothing from the smoking policeman?
I thought it was a 40 zone.
It was. He just ignored him.
55.
Ignored him.
I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house and she's screaming, what's all that for?
So R is now back at his house and he probably says something like, I don't know, what's going on, woman?
as you do when you get in.
Who is the mystery man who answered the home phone?
Then I'm like, woman, I call this house and a man picked up my phone.
Yes.
She says, come down, did you forget my brother Tron came home?
Oh, Tron.
Not Tron, Twan.
Oh, Tron. Not Tron as in Tron off the film.
No, Tron, it's her brother.
Twan. Who's called Twan?
Anton. No, don't question. You need to update your diagram and stop bothering about whether his name's Tron or Twan. Update it. It's getting complicated now because you're going to have to go out of the...
I'm going to have to get a new sheet.
You're going to have to go new because, yeah. Anyway, so Twan, her brother is home and I forgot about it.
And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. What a stupid look on my face. Said I forgot he came home today.
Oh, such an idiot, He's thinking, oh, I'm such an idiot. Now, at this point, can I just ask, why isn't she mad at him that he's been out all night? He's not been there, has he?
No. He's been missing since the night before, hasn't he?
So, why isn't she having... I reckon she's going to have a go at him right now.
And she says that's okay, because honey, I understand. She said you don't have to explain. Then I took her by the hand.
Oh, God.
She's let him get away with way too much there.
I kissed her and then we went to the room. And then I turned some music on. Apologised one more time and start getting it on.
Yeah, I had to
Where's edit. Twan at this point?
I had to edit that bit. No, Twan's probably in another room. They're not getting it on in front of Twan.
I didn't know what happened.
Twan's out of the picture. Twan's made his excuses. They're getting it on in another room, I presume. Now, if you are a bit squeamish, please turn away from the radio now because getting it on is happening here.
I said I love you. She said I love you too. Then a tear fell up out my eye. Then I called her my sunshine.
All right, sunshine.
Quick, put me in the closet.
So then big, imagine it, big snogging is happening here. There's serious kissing is going on with him and sunshine.
The next thing you know, she start going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, baby, we must slow down before I bust a vessel in my brain.
Now that would be bad, wouldn't it? There you are, kissing away. And, oh, God, I've blown a vessel in my brain. So slow down, love.
She said, please no.
Poor R's got cramp now.
Oh, cramp. I thought he's something
He's got cramp.
She said, please, no, don't stop. And I said, I caught a crab.
Now, I thought he'd caught a crab.
Is there something to do, when you go swimming, you shouldn't have eaten before or something, right?
Oh, yeah, about half an hour before. You shouldn't have a big meal, only a snack.
If you're going to do big kissing, do not do that. Just have a little snack before. Don't have a big meal. That's obviously what happened. He's got cramp. It's all gone wrong. And then...
She said, you're the perfect lover. I said, I can't go no further. Then I flip back the cover. Oh my God, oh rubber.
So,
is it one of those multicoloured ones you get when you go to a museum or something? Because I loved collecting
them. So, R flicks back the cover and there's a rubber. She's obviously doing some art in bed or something, like some kind of pencil sketching or something. And that's where we're at.
Does it say any more about it?
No, we'll have to listen tomorrow after 6 for the next instalment of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
I'm going to get on with my picture now.
Yeah, update that, please. We'll put it on Facebook.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.